This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
U.S. lawmakers have descended on Capitol Hill again today for what is now a third day of voting for Speaker of the House of Representatives. Yesterday's attempt failed as 20 hard-right Republicans blocked the election of Representative Kevin McCarthy. He suffered yet another humiliating defeat after trying for the sixth time to get the votes. Now, for more on this, let's speak to ENCA's correspondent in Washington, Simon Marks. Hello to you, Simon. So, six rounds of voting. By the way, Happy New Year to you as well. I see the leaves have fallen outside the White House as well. So, six times in, you've got to be asking the question, at what point do you give up the ghost on this one?
Yeah, absolutely. Happy New Year to you as well, Gareth, and to everyone there. Look, we are witnessing absolutely extraordinary scenes on the floor of the House of Representatives. They'll be getting underway again in about 90 minutes' time when we think there will be a seventh vote to see whether the Republican leader, Kevin McCarthy, has enough support to become the next Speaker of the House of Representatives. And just to be clear about the role of Speaker, this is not just someone who keeps order in the chamber. This is politically a hugely powerful position. It's the person who will decide what legislation is brought onto the floor of the House for debate and for votes to take place. It's the leader of the House who determines the agenda for Congress for the next 2 years. And also constitutionally, the Speaker is second in line for the US presidency after Vice President Kamala Harris. The situation that we are seeing here for the first time in over a century means that not only is there currently no one occupying that position because Kevin McCarthy can't persuade enough rump right-wingers within the Republican Party to back him, but it also means that the House of Representatives hasn't been sworn in. The members were supposed to be sworn in on Tuesday. So officially at the moment, there is actually no House of Representatives. So we're bordering on a bit of a constitutional crisis here. And yesterday, President Biden, watching all of this from the White House, intimated that he was very concerned about the message that this was sending internationally about the health of American democracy.
The words being touted around the United States at the moment, Simon, is Groundhog Day. And I'm sure many of us who've seen the movie, of course, will understand that what you end up is in an endless loop of the same thing over and over again. And I go back a couple of years. You and I spoke when we end up in a situation where you've got the House and the Congress and various other factors. We could end up with an ice out where nothing actually gets done in the end. What's the fear around essentially government coming to a standstill in the US?
Well, government has effectively come to a standstill. I mean, we're only into the third day of this. This could drag on for as many days as everyone on the Republican side of the aisle chooses to continue digging in their heels. I mean, Kevin McCarthy is showing no sign of standing down, even though he's now lost every single vote that's been taken for the Speaker of the House of Representatives. The far right that oppose him are ignoring pleas from former President Donald Trump, in his words, to knock it off. They say that Donald Trump should actually be telling Kevin McCarthy to stand down. And the real danger here is, of course, that the longer there's no speaker, the longer the House of Representatives isn't sworn in, the less is getting done on Capitol Hill. And that's the really extraordinary thing about all of this, Gareth. You know, the right wing within the Republican Party had been telling their supporters, vote for us in last November's midterm elections, and we'll get Joe Biden, we'll haul top figures from his administration up to Congress, we'll hold them accountable for all the terrible things they've been doing over the last 2 years. Well, they're not getting on with delivering on those promises because at the moment they won't even back the leading candidate, Kevin McCarthy, to be Speaker of the House.
And here we are again, 6 days later. You've got to start wondering, with all the other candidates, Simon, that are available, who put their hands up to be nominated for a position like this, if we're 6 days in now, what does McCarthy do to change the minds of those who are still undecided? But that's what he's fighting for right now, isn't it? Six times in, it hasn't worked. I need to change tack. What else is left to do? In cricket, six times in, you're out.
Yeah, I think it's actually more problematic for him than changing the minds of the undecided. He's actually got to change the minds of 19 or 20 Republicans who have decided that he's not the man. And indeed, one of them, Congressman Matt Gaetz of Florida last night, said that the day will not dawn when he is ready to vote for Congressman McCarthy. So, look, I mean, there is eventually going to have to be a compromise here. Whether it comes today, tomorrow, next week, we don't know. But there is going to have to be a coalition gathered around a compromise candidate. Could be another Republican, could even potentially be a Democrat who's able to persuade enough moderate Republicans to back him or her. But all of this is a terrible advertisement for the shenanigans that go on in the House of Representatives, particularly. The Senate's already all sworn in. They're already getting on with their work. But it's also a pretty dreadful global advertisement for the state of American democracy at a time when President Biden says, look, if liberal democracy is band together, they're strong enough to beat the challenges posed by autocracies like Russia and China. Strong enough to do that? You can't even get your House of Representatives operational.
No, you can't even. And as I mean, it's almost a week in politics, Simon, as you well know, as you cover White House politics. A week in the White House is a very long time. I love this tweet from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, a Democrat from New York, saying, if Dems took a shot every time McCarthy lost a Republican, we'd all be unconscious by now. And I suppose that's one way of describing American politics right now. Everyone is almost in a comatose state waiting, Simon, and a last question to you, for someone to do something. The question is, who's the someone?
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, the theatre surrounding this has been extraordinary because we have actually seen allegations by some Republicans voiced publicly on the floor of the House that some Democrats have been bringing alcohol into the chamber and having a nip from time to time. Certainly, we've seen pictures of Democrats eagerly arriving in the chamber carrying sackfuls of popcorn, indicating that they are thoroughly enjoying the spectacle of watching the Republican Party tear itself to shreds in front of the American electorate. I mean, as to the compromise figure, there's discussion about the possibility of Congressman Steve Scalise. People may remember his name because back in 2017, he suffered very serious injuries in a sniper attack on a congressional baseball game. There are also other names being floated. We will just simply have to see how long the hardliners are willing to dig in their heels or whether they're ready for any kind of compromise in the days ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. And it seems like the Christmas well wishes and the gift shared between everybody doesn't mean very much when we get into 2023. Simon Marks, I appreciate your time as always. U.S. correspondent. It's going to be a fascinating time because right now what you have is you see the weather behind Simon. It's cold, it's snowy, the leaves are off the trees. But politically as well, it seems that there's something of a freeze out over in U.S. politics. I wonder, of course, is that the first time that we have seen that? This is South Africa Tonight.